Is the 5x5 podcast. Welcome back. I'm sorry, I am late because I had to do something real quick. It wasn't because of work, because I actually get to come home tonight and rest. Even though it was a very long day, I was up like at 8 and I got home roughly 7-ish. So it was after 7, because I remember looking at the time in the car when I was on my way home, and it was like 7:03, and I wasn't home yet. So between 7:30 and 8, and so, you know, I said, you know, I'm going to lay it down. I have an early day tomorrow, but hopefully if everything works out right, I can get off by 1 o'clock. We'll be done. Not even get off, be done by 1 o'clock, and maybe I don't have to work this weekend. So hopefully, so, you know, when I tell you guys about how much I work and do this and that and another, it's always a little iffy if I'm working on the weekends or not. So hopefully I don't have to, because it's been a it hasn't been a difficult week. I won't say that. It's just been a I just have had things to do, but I've been productive, so that's always great. And so the reason I was late, I had to finish up some dishes because it was driving me crazy that weren't done from earlier. And you know, you ever have that those moments where you don't want to see like a bed unmade, and you'll go back in the house. I don't know if you guys do this. If you know your bed's unmade, and you'll go back in your house to make your bed. Or now you go back in the house, you'll put when you're on the way out of the house, like, oh, I want to make that bed, and you'll put your stuff down before you walk out and make your bed real quick, because you don't want to have to come home and look at a messy bed. I have my moments. It's not like that all the time. Sometimes I'm like, it can stay a mess. I'm gonna crawl right back in it like that, like I left it, you know. So so I just wanted to finish a chore, and I didn't realize time had went a little past 11:30, but you know, Thursday night is not normally my normal night to podcast. So whomever's joining me tonight, thank you. You know, we're in the chat room, and you can say, hey, what's up, what you doing, how you feeling, and we'll say hey back. But it's been a good day. I think it's what is funny. Remember last week I was talking about how I'm ready to put these boots on because we had a little cold spell. And there's one thing about this area, and I think I said it last week, it'll get cool. Like, okay, Mother Nature's like, okay, we're transitioning, but I'm not ready yet. You know, so we had a little cool spell there, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to put this long sleeve shirts on and get some new cute little fall costumes to wear. And this week, Mother Nature was like, gotcha, bitch. It's back to 88, 85 degrees, and we're toward the end of October. But this area, you know, it used to be, there's been times where it had snowed on Halloween, and we've had really, really cold weather in October. If I was living in Atlanta, I wouldn't worry about that till the end of November. But here, you know, it's always a little strange. But I think we're trending from the last few years of being very, very warm, all the way up until Thanksgiving. Even I remember not last year, because it snowed before Thanksgiving last year, and then we didn't get any more snow until after Christmas. And then it was really like horrible. It was horrible snow, you know, like you couldn't get out, and we was digging out every day, and I wasn't ready. But you know, like I said, we'll stay warm here for a while now. We're normally warm through Halloween, which is good for the little kitties. And I've not really ever been a Halloween person because I just feel like it's begging. I've always felt like that, although I went as a child to trick or treat. I always felt that was like begging, and you know, you're knocking on people's door, trick or treat. And I always thought that was very corny. And not that I enjoyed the spoils of my efforts, I just didn't like getting there, you know, and because I don't, baby, you don't ask for nothing, trust. And I was like that as a kid, you know, and it was fun going to my grandmother's house and trick-or-treating, because when you were kids, you know, you'd trick-or-treat with your mom and dad, and then after they were done walking your behind around, this is when things were safe, you know, back in the 70s, early 80s. Actually, I had to stop trick-or-treating when I was in fifth grade, so I didn't. And also, I was in fifth grade in like 83. Ooh, I told my age. I was a progeny. Is that right? I was a prodigy. You know, I'm sounding like Tracy Braxton. just kidding. I wasn't. You know, you trick or treat with your mom and dad, and then they would take you. They bring you back home, and you're like, I still want to get some more candy because I want friends. So you trick-or-treat in your neighborhood with your friends and maybe go to another neighborhood that was close to yours. And then you go out to your grandparents' house, and then they would take you around to all their friends, and you get them big candy bars. Me and my sister still talk about that to this day. But I was trick-or-treating at a time where people were starting to be really, really shady and putting stuff and needles and pins and stuff and fruit, but don't give me no fruit, you know, because nowadays these kids will throw that at your house. Don't do it. You know, you have a yard full of oranges, you know, and spell it out F you in your front yard. You give these kids some fruit today. I wanted, and I always forget, and I always wait till the last minute, I wanted to give out comic books this year for Halloween. Like last year, well, every year, you can order, they have a Halloween Comic Fest, which should be coming up. It's probably next week, Halloween Comic Fest at the comic book stores, and you can order your own, you know, from your comic book store, so you can give them out as... I think they gave the Archie book away last year or something like that. You can give away your own comic books, but I don't know. These kids over here, they can't read. They're not reading any comic books over in this part of the city. that's something you guys can do. I'm trying to look up the date for. Halloween Comic Fest. Save the date. Halloween Comic Fest is October. It's on Halloween this year. So get free comic books during Halloween Comic Fest on Saturday, October 31st. And they're having Action Verse, Vamp Blade, Sabrina, and Psycho Bonkers, which those are the ones that bring you like the Simpsons and all that kind of stuff. For the full-size comics, and the mini comics are World of Archie, Spookorama, The Garlics, and Boom. Maybe Boom is the one. No, the Boom is the one that has like Life with Steven, or Steven Universe. Oh, I always said Life with Steven. Steven Universe, and the Lumberjanes, Boom Halloween. So it's only going to be, let's see. Not many comic books available. Well, no, there's a Batman book. They always have a Batman book. It's like from Batman Adventures. Doctor Strange. That'd be a good one to get for you guys. Harlequin Special Edition number 1. That's going to be a good one for you guys to get. And Ultimate Spider-Man and Avengers number 1. And listen, another Fragments of Horror. So there's going to be, and Chakra, remember Chakra, the Stan Lee book that they gave away during Free Comic Book Day this year. They look like they're doing a Halloween version of it. So there's a few good comics they're giving away this year for it's real free Comic Book Day Halloween edition. And then that's those are the full size ones. And then the mini ones, of course, I said the Archie Digest, Skylanders, and some other more kiddish ones, Bitten, and the Garlic. So that probably has something to do with vampires. So if you have a store locally that's participating, my comic book stores always do here in town, they'll be participating. Go get your free comic book and take your kids or take your friends, and it's just something to do, something fun to do. But anyhow, didn't mean to get that out so fast, but you know, it's what we do here on the 5x5. But I want to thank you guys for joining me, each and every one of you guys. You know, you can always follow us on Instagram at One Funny Guy, and you'll get my weekly Instagram comic book review, and also on the Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. If you want to see the other things that we are talking about, which is not much, is normally comic books and the podcast, and the Blogspot blog, the 5x5.blogspot.com, is finally updated, so you can check that out as well, or send me a tweet at the 5x5, and the fives are numeric. So when we come back, we got a few things to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about the nasty woman at Walmart when we come back, and give some updates on my pick for comic books this week, and also a dream that I had that was really, really insane. I talked about it on my personal Facebook page, so those of you guys who are on my personal Facebook page, you can you've already heard part of the story, but you haven't heard the whole story. And we'll talk about the dream and a few other things here on the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and we'll be right back. Dark child. Tony Braxton. Dark child, yeah. Listen, girl. Who do you think I am? Don't you know that he was my man? I still not So You Think You. What's that one show? Dancing with the Stars? Yeah, Dancing with the Stars, which there's not really a lot of stars on there. They're like, well, anyhow, it doesn't really matter. They're on the show and they're getting paid. But anyhow, you know, she's on there. She's doing a really, really good job. She did Janet Jackson, 1814. She and Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation, which I thought was okay. She got all 10s. I was like, eh. But I love Tamar. She has so much mouth. I think she's kind of rude, but it's hilarious. But I was watching it earlier, and Tony was saying, and I'm like, this Tony has that voice. I remember years ago when Toni Braxton came out, she had, there was a song, Love Should Have Brought You Home Last Night, and it was on a soundtrack. I can't remember if it was on Boomerang or one of those early 90s shows. But no, it had to be before that. It had to be in the 80s, because I was in high school when Breathe Again came out. So, again, I'm dating myself, right? I think that song's 20 years old. Toni Braxton, right? She's bankrupt and all that good stuff. But I think she's got her stuff. They're getting paid now, because the Braxtons has been on for a minute. At least 5 or 6 seasons now. And it's really good stuff. But anyhow, she came out with Love Should Have Brought You Home last night with, I guess it was Babyface. And it's kind of how that all started. And I've always liked Toni Braxton. You know, her albums, you know, here lately haven't been all that great. But, you know, she just has that voice. And when she came out, you know, I was still a big Anita Baker fan. And I'm like, who's this girl trying to sound like Anita Baker? And, but of course, she dug out her own niche. And now we have the fabulous Toni Braxton, which she's made a way for her family. And like tonight's episode, I don't know if it's a rerun, I don't know what it, because I don't watch it, you know, all the time. She was, she let her sister Tracy sing her, and I've played it here on the show, Last Call. So I'm like, oh, go ahead. Family matters. It really does. I don't get to see mine much at all. I did get to spend some time with my nephew and my niece yesterday, and we will be going to Louisville Comic Con in 2 weekends, which is, I think it's November 6th, 7th, and 8th. We're going on Sunday. I think I'm going with somebody else on Saturday, or I'm going by myself. I'm going to do that, and we were just acting silly in Barnes & Noble, and, you know, and that's why I've always, and my niece finally gets it. She's you know, she got it along a while ago, but I try to get my nephew, you know, he's at that awkward age, he's 13, body's changing, you know, and so not sure of himself, you know, and very, very smart, but I'm like, you can't worry about what people think of you, you know, although as an adult, I do worry, not worry, I'm cautious of how I'm being perceived. You know, because sometimes somebody perceives you a different way. You might not get a job. You might not get respect. But if you're just being yourself and you're not, there's no game, who cares? You know, enjoy your, live for the moment, live in the moment, do something silly. And my niece and I, we're on the same page with that. And I hope he gets that, because I hadn't cared what anybody thought about when I'm being this David, not the David at work, or not the David, well, on the podcast, I don't care what people think either. I did. It's been a year since the podcast changed, and I, you know, it saddens me about how things went down. I'm not going to talk about that. And I seen an old episode, and I'm like, oh wow, they tried it. It didn't work. They tried it. I was like, oh, I remember when they tried it with me this time of year last year, you know, and hardly ever get broken. And then you try to make, what's the word I'm looking for? You guys have to help me. You try to make some, not different connections, but try to renew those connections. And you're like, eh. There's a reason why you're not in my life anymore, you know, even, you know, social media wise, you know, it's like, oh, it's ugly people. And, you know, holla. But anyhow, so I was reading an article and it was like, it has to do with Harry Potter. What's his name? Daniel Radcliffe. And I was like, remember when Daniel Radcliffe is in that play called Equus? And he was running around naked. So he's finally said something about him being naked, which isn't something, you know, to think about as well. You know, about courage and self-esteem and how you look at yourself. The question was asked, when you were doing Equus on Broadway, you were naked for much of the play. Did you do any fluffing? And, you know, some gay boy asked him that. And he was like, this is an adult. Because we always, I think sometimes with those kid stars, you always kind of see them in that, you're always Harry Potter. You know, although he's done a whole lot of different stuff since Harry Potter, you always kind of see them as that kid with the wire rim glasses and talking about Asperiamus and all that nonsense and shit. And so he says, dude, there was no opportunity for fluffing. Harry Potter says fluffing. I was on stage for an entire show and I ran around naked for 10 minutes in a scene that's about sexual failure and horse blinding. I didn't know there was such a thing. But I've heard stories about actors putting an elastic band around their dick. Harry Potter says dick. If you wank and then put elastic around the base of it, it keeps the blood in there. Strippers have known this for years. And old man. And then when you whip it off and go on stage. I mean, basically, it keeps the blood in there. And then you whip it off and go on stage. I would have had to have it an hour and a half in advance. I'm pretty sure I would have castrated myself. I was shit scared in 17 when I did Equus, which is the age when you're most self-conscious. And I was very aware that a certain percentage of the audience was coming to look at my dick every night. Looking back, that was mental. I have a lot of respect for myself for having the balls to do it, so to speak. So, you know, kudos to him, right? For, again, yes, a lot of courage to do that. But if I was skinny and had the body and, you know, and they said, oh, we should be naked on stage. And would I do it? Would y'all do it? Would y'all get naked on stage? I don't know. But speaking of Harry Potter, this is another nephew thing. This is what happens when your nephews and nieces start getting older and they can start playing jokes on you. So while we were out doing our thing the other night, so remember years ago, Harry Potter, when the movies finally hit the scene and they were, the merchandising started, and this kind of put Jelly Belly Jelly Beans back on the map. You know, when they had those crazy flavored jelly beans. Like, one was like a booger, one was like popcorn, and one was like something that had all the different weird flavors that you wouldn't think would be in a candy. Well, there's another product that's similar, and I was trying to tell my nephew this, that's similar to those jelly beans called Bean Boozled. Now, let me tell you. If somebody's trying to Bean Boozle you, you need to punch them in the face before you get a hold of that jelly bean. Because when I tell you, these are the most foul and ornery and nasty things to ever put on somebody, I'd be lying. Because, and here's my nephew like, Uncle David, try this one. You need to try this one. No, I don't. I'm not crazy. But he obviously thinks I am. So, and this Bean Boozled box. I don't know if you guys have a $5 and below store in your city. We just recently got one. So that's where we were at when he picked these up. And they're made by Jelly Belly. And they have, so what it is, they have these jelly beans. And there's two flavors for one color. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 10 different colors, but each color has two flavors. So, the one kind of marbled one, of course the box tells you what they are, is Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks. So every time my nephew, oh, Uncle David, try this. No, child, I'm not trying that. You know, that's nasty. And so then the yellow one is either buttered popcorn or rotten egg. I mean, who was the taste tester to make sure, ooh, that's really what a rotten egg smells and tastes like? I don't want that job. You know, I don't care how much you pay me. I don't want that because it gets better. Then there's a green one. You either get a juicy pear or a booger. Then there's a, like, orange one. You either get peach flavored or barf. Who wants to eat candy that tastes like vomit? Y'all please tell me. Tell me. Then there's another one. See, they went too far. The white one is either coconut or baby wipes. I'm gonna have to type a angry letter after I get done with this podcast tonight because this is out of control. Then there's another green one. You either get lime or lime clippings. The blue one is either berry blue or toothpaste. Which toothpaste wouldn't be too bad because you do put toothpaste in your mouth. You know, and it might taste like mint or something. Then there's a dark brown one. You get chocolate pudding or canned dog food. Then there's another kind of darker yellow one. You either get caramel corn or moldy cheese. And then the black one was the one that made me put hands on my nephew. Now, I didn't hurt him. You know, it's either black licorice or skunk spray. So, when he tells me, Uncle David, please try this one. Please try. I'm like, I'm not trying that. I'm not trying skunk spray. I don't do skunk. And so they get one. Him and my niece are like cracking up. They get one. And I'm like, I just want to smell it. And when I tell you it smelled like shit. I'm like, if you don't get that damn thing out of my face. Because if I had put that in my mouth and it was skunk spray, I would have whooped your ass. For really. I would have whooped his ass. And the mom would have been mad at me. It smelled, because you know if you hit a skunk, I don't know if you guys live in the country or anything. If you hit a skunk, that smell, and you smell it for like 2 miles. It smelled like that. It smelled like the skunk had diarrhea. It was that bad. Why would you let somebody put that in their mouth and think that stuff is hot? That's not funny. That's not funny. And the canned dog food, they got one of the, it smelled like canned dog food. I'm going to find out who taste tested all this. Like, yep, that's canned dog food. That's what it smelled like. They went and got a can of Alpo and they were sniffing it and tasting the jelly bean and barf. Who did that? I need to know. So it's just wrong. I'm like, so don't try them. And if you do try them, tell me what you think, because I won't talk about you because that's nasty. And I won't ever talk to you again. I'll talk about you I'll talk about you here on the podcast. Okay. Enough of poop smelling. Baby wipes, really? Baby wipes. Don't give me a jelly bean that tastes like baby wipes, because you get the shit slapped out of you. No, but seriously, that's nasty. I can't do it. I can't do it. So we come back. Our friends at Walmart are clowning again. And I'm going to tell you about the craziest dream that I really remember stuff about. It's a 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. Guys, remember Dr. Dre's, I don't know if it was his wife at the time or girlfriend, but recently she came out and said, among some other people, after that movie came out, Straight Outta Compton, she came out and said that he was abusive to her, and he didn't deny that he was abusive to the females in his life at that time. He said it was a different person, you know, because he's like one of the richest rappers now, because he sold beats to like to iTunes, I think, or Apple for, I think, I don't know if it was $400 million or $1 billion, something crazy like that. So Dr. Dre's doing his thing, but Michelle, it was his protege at the time, progeny, right? Protege at the time, and she had that one hit album, and she was gone. She had like Nice D, No More Lies. This song was the first crossover for her, and it was huge. I remember it came out around Christmas time. It was in the early to mid 90s. And one of my favorite songs, it was the first song, the slow song, that had that much. I don't know if you could hear it from playing here, but it was one of the first slow songs that had a tremendous amount of bass in it. And I'm like, ooh, I like that. And there's just so much bass. She has a really great voice, but you know, when she talks like a little baby. And so it's like, it's really that dynamic. And you see people who talk like Fantasia, you know, she has that really kind of really babyish voice, but when she sings, she kind of blows the roof off the joint. So, but no, that was Michelle A with Something in My Heart. That was a little song, and I thought, ooh, I'm playing that song like I got something on my mind, baby, like I'm missing somebody. What's wrong with me, right? Welcome back. It is a 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and I'm glad each and every one of you guys could join us. If you haven't followed us on iTunes yet, please give us a like or a follow or a subscription or whatever you do over there on iTunes under 5x5 Late Night. And also on Stitcher as well. You can follow us on there. And then we've been getting some from other platforms, a lot of listens from other platforms. So appreciate that. And also iHeartRadio. Thank you guys. You guys are wonderful. Although you would never hear this, but if you listen to both here on Spreaker or iTunes and iHeart, thank you if you're listening to all those. Thank you for listening. And look for the return of Darling Nikki. We are working out some dates to where we can get back on and chat again. I miss her. And we're going to, she's coming back, and we're bringing back the dynamic duo, so to speak, of our podcasting. We used to do it a long time ago on Blog Talk Radio. So that'll be fun to have her back in the mix. And speaking of dynamic duo, you know, new comic book day is always on Wednesday. It was yesterday. I spent $30. I know that's not a lot, because I know some of you guys have comic book budgets. I just can't justify it. You know, I'm not spending, you know, $100 on comic books every week. I could, but I'm just not. But some ones that you guys should be reading. If you're not reading The Beauty, you need to check it out. It is really off the chain. But my favorite comic book for this week, if and it's a number one, it's by Marvel. It's been a long time that I've had a Marvel comic book on my number one pick list, you know, after reading them and going through. And I normally try to get 6 or 7 a week, just so I have enough to like to read. And there's things that I drop, and I think that things are going away. And Marvel is wrapping up its Secret Wars nonsense, and they're coming out with some they're revamping some of the ones that we've seen in Secret Wars, and some of them the titles are changing, and they're picking up where they left off Secret Wars. So that's the Uncanny Inhumans, which was Inhumans before Secret Wars. That book is really good right now. That was number two, but number one was Karnak, which is, he's also an Inhuman. He's the guy that sees the flaw in anything, and some of his lines in the very first pages were just, wow, he's letting them have it just through, and they're kind of attaching it to, not really saying attaching to the show, but it, you can see it's inspired by the show, or they're trying to give you people who are not on board with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show, which I think is phenomenal. They're trying to bring them into the fold and make this more multi-platform or cross-platform with the comic books. But Karnak is the one to read for me right now, other than The Beauty. And there was one other that I liked. I got them all here right next to my desk. Batman Eternal, Superman and Wonder Woman. I don't know what that's going to, how that's going to turn out, because, spoiler, Superman just, Clark just dumped Diana, because he's trying to get his powers back. And from the Justice League Darkseid War, Lex Luthor is the new God of Apocalypse. how's that going to work out? So some good stuff out this week. So check those out. Go to your local comic book store. Patronize them. Don't buy them on. You can buy them online, but don't buy them digitally, because I think of opening up a comic book and just being able to feel the pages and look at all the artwork that some of these artists have are known for is it's still special. It's still special. So and like, you know, people have their pull list that they just go to the comic book store and, you know, they say tell the store what they want, but they'll go to the comic book store and they'll just pick their pulls up. I like to go look for mine. You know, maybe I missed that. It's like an Easter egg hunt. Maybe I missed that one that I could have gotten, but I got to the store too late. You know, or maybe then I'll hunt for it. So, and also a year ago, almost to today, it would be for this weekend, I got one of my Holy Grail comics, which was, I hope I remember the number. And that my friend Matt from Comics Unlimited, he found a Superman's girlfriend, Lois Lane, number 106, and that's when Lois Lane was turned into a black woman for a day, and that was interesting. That was my Holy Grail comic, and he found that for me, and I get that at last year's Shocktobercon here in Evansville, and so that's a memory. I seen it on, you know how Facebook does the memories now. I seen that on the Facebook memory page, so I was like, oh, I remember that. I still have it. It's all locked up in and encapsulated and stuff, and never to be touched by human hands again. But I'm glad I have that one. Anyhow, on to more interesting things. Walmart, you know, you always see these fabulous people in Walmart. And 37-year-old Georgia woman is now in custody after Walmart employees found her. Wait for it. Trying on tampons and sanitary pads in the feminine care aisle. Julissa Sanchez, a Marietta, Georgia resident. I lived in Smyrna, but one block over was Marietta when I lived in Georgia. I need to call my friends, see if they know her. Was let out of the store in handcuffs after her resisting arrest turned into a bloody mess. I had to make sure this thing made done by the Onion, because this is Newswatch 33. Eyewitnesses say Woolery entered the Walmart store on Thursday and approached the customer service desk for a return. Sanchez complained that the Tampax lights were causing her to leak and the cardboard applicator was just too rough for her flower, and she wanted to exchange them for something else. Worker says, I was stocking the deodorants, which is right next to the aisle where the feminine hygiene products are kept. And an employee at Walmart, I wonder if it's one of the Walmarts that I used to go to in Marietta, because there's only one in Marietta that I know of. You know, interesting. When I walked past the aisle, this crazy out of her mind lady was in, I walked past an aisle, the crazy out of her mind lady was in, and I couldn't believe what I saw. I mean, really, there were five used, wait for it, bloody tampons on the ground that she had already tried on. I caught her trying to stick a sanitary pad on her underwear. That's when I radioed for security. When security confronted the woman, she turned around to leave, and when I asked her what she was doing, she turned around to take off. The head of security said, that's when I grabbed her arm and pulled her towards me, but I slipped. You know what? See, this is why some people shouldn't be let out of the house. I mean, you are in Walmart trying on tampons, and this makes me feel better that I'm gay. I had to deal with all that, and God bless you heterosexuals, because I can't do it. I'm sorry. Because if I had seen a lady trying on tampons in a store.
Like a tornado, girl.
I would have hit the ground. Anyhow, so he says, that's when I grabbed her arm and pulled her towards me, but I slipped on one of the bloody tampons and we both hit the ground. She would get her ass kicked. Sorry. She would get her ass kicked that day. I would have lost my job. That was probably the most disgusting thing that's ever happened to me. Police arrived on the scene within minutes and took Sanchez into custody. According to the authorities, Sanchez explained that she was not going to spend another dime on a product that won't work for her. She says she should be able to try on tampons just like you try on clothes in the dressing room to make sure they fit. Walmart released a statement that says, it is against our policy to allow customers to try on tampons in aisles, bathrooms, or dressing rooms. Anyone attempting to do this will be arrested and never allowed back in our stores. Sanchez was booked on charges of shoplifting, indecent exposure, and resisting arrest. She's being held on $500 bond. Who mama that? You had to get real ghetto on that. Who mama daddy is? I mean, come on. Come on. And obviously there's something wrong with her. If you think that's okay, if you can go into the store, if you think that's okay, you can do that. You know, I guess tomorrow, you know what? I'm going to go to Walgreens. And I'm going to try on condoms and see which one fits. Don't make any jokes. I'm just going to go stand there and just try them on just, and see what happened to my black ass. But, you know, don't shoot me. they will shoot me. I mean, it's funny. I was watching, reading something about how Americans are so uptight about nudity. And how, you know, every time there's a full frontal on in some television show on, like, you know, like cable stations, or a celebrity gets caught naked, how Americans flip out, you know, either for, ooh, we gotta see a penis, or, ooh, he should be showing his penis, that's so disgusting. And then you have all the other countries are like, yeah, we got over that a long time ago. Makes us feel so, we are very prudish, so judgmental, you know, and we do the whole body shaming thing and all that ridiculousness, but it's still funny, right? I think it's still a little funny. But anyhow. Ladies, don't do that when you go to Walmart. That's don't do that. That's not right. So when we come back, we're gonna wrap up and we're gonna talk about this crazy dream that I had not last night, but the night before. It's funny, you gotta hear it. We'll be right back. want somebody to tell me what movie that was featured in. I always liked that music. They've done different songs with that music. I think there's a guy or a guy group that sings that song. But that one's particularly about Mary J. Blige. Called A Dream. And tell me what movie that's from. I mean, it was actually a really good movie. I would watch it again if it was on. Anyway, welcome back. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. And we are wrapping up because we're getting close to our 60-minute mark. And I'm trying not to go over an hour because I have to go to bed at some point. Although I did get a nap. But I had to be at work early. I had to get up at like 7. I don't think 7 is going to cut it. 6:45. Because I have some meetings in the morning. But anyhow, and why I played that song and why I played the one by Mary J. Blige, because I had a dream that involved her the other night. And it was very bizarre. You know, you wake up and you go, that was odd. And then when you release it, because you know, most dreams, you have like 30 or 40 dreams a night, and normally you, of course, you never remember them all, and a lot of dreams only last like 2 or 3 minutes, and it seems like there's dreams that that's went on for hours, and in the dreams like days, but it's only seconds, and then sometimes, I don't know if you guys do this, when I dream sometimes, this one dream that I've always had all my life, and it's always either there's parts that will repeat. You know, your dreams tell you stuff. That's what they say. But there's parts of repeat, or it'll continue. And in my dream, and then subconsciously, I realize that the dream is continuing. And I'm like, oh, okay. So it's like a story. And I think it's kind of interesting. It's also kind of weird how your brain does that. playing out all these scenes inside your head. And science and nature are wonderful, right? Anyhow, so the dreams, and I think, what was I watching? I was watching Camelot. This is, I was thinking about it a little bit more, and the night I had the dream, I was watching, well, I wasn't watching Camelot. You know, if you have your Hulu on, it'll start playing all the episodes that you haven't watched after you watch the one you watch, if you just let it go. And so it'll start playing Camelot because I didn't finish the series. And so I know where that came from. The first part of the dream, because I was in some kind of like medieval furry gear thing, and I think I was a wizard. I can't be sure. Although we was walking across, me and some other people, and I can't tell you who they were, but we were all together, and I was me, you know. And because I was, sometimes you're in a dream and you're trying to figure out if you're somebody else, or if you're just watching, or you're a participant in the dream. I was a participant, but I was myself. I wasn't playing anybody. I was myself. Anyhow, and so we're walking. I remember we was running from somebody. Somebody from this Camelot show. I can't remember what it was. And we were running from somebody, and we had to cross this bridge through these evergreen trees. I remember the evergreen trees because I remember I'm like, ooh, those look like Christmas trees. And I think I said that. And then we all had to put our staff down to open this portal to this inside area, to where there was like these really crazy lakes, and they were fish people swimming around. Now, see, in your mind, because there was all this kind of crazy shit to make you think you're a little crazy. And so I remember sticking my hand in this fish water, and it had a little boy's head on it. And it was like a goldfish. And I was like, well, is it like a mermaid? Or is it... It was more like a spermatozoa. Because it was just the fish by... the fish tail with the little boy's head on top of it. And there was a whole bunch of them. But the one I grabbed, it was like orange. It was really slimy. Orange and... bright orange and red. And little boy had... I could see the little boy in my head. He had brown hair. He looked a little Latino. And after I grabbed him, tried to pull him out of the water, he jumped back in. That head was just a go. I'm like, oh, y'all tripping over in here, right? And so they're like, oh, they're coming. And so we ended up having to go through this place. And I remember we went through some snow. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to fall on this ice. I remember saying that. It was like, this is so weird. And so after we get through all that, they're like, you have to go home. I'm like, okay. And then there was a door. So when I walked through the door, I was at a carnival. And I don't know if it was where that dream ended and this one began, or if I kind of woke up and went to sleep and started a new dream. I'm not saying that when I opened the door, it was a carnival. I know I went to a door, and then the next thing I remember was the dream with Mary J. Blige in it. So I'm walking through, and you know, of course, I've seen people I know, and I probably had this dream because of the recent festival, fall festival that we had. Was it last week? Week before last. And I just remember just kind of walking around. I remember Oreo cookies for some reason. And I was trying to find Oreo cookies. I don't know if I was trying to find deep fried Oreo cookies. But I was trying to find Oreo cookies. But the funny part is, I ran into Mary J. Blige. She's hanging out with these people. I'm like, hey girl, what you doing? You know, like I knew her for some odd reason. I thought we was friends. But obviously we were, because me and Mary J. Blige, we went to Dairy Queen. She's like, ooh, I really want a Blizzard. I'm like, ooh, dude, that sounds real good. I want one too. And so we're walking around the carnival trying to find this Dairy Queen. I think I ran to my sister and some other people. And I'm like, look, I'm popular. I'm hanging out with Mary J. Blige, baby. Y'all don't even know. So I was, you know, flossing in my dream. And so we get to the Dairy Queen or whatever. And she orders her Blizzard. And I ordered mine. And she just kind of looks at me. And I was like, what, Mary? And she's like, you can go ahead and take care of that. I'm like, well, you the one that sang the songs. Why can't you go and pay for it? And she's like, nah, you got that. I get you next time or something, she said. And I remember I had to pay for her Blizzard. And I was really salty about it, because, you know, they're like $75 for a large one. And I couldn't tell you what flavor she got or anything. But she and I had to pay for it. And so I'm like, why can't you pay for the Blizzard, Mary? What's the problem? And she starts singing that song called Not Today with her and Eve. And she was singing it, and I was like, oh, Mary's tripping. And then I woke up. How crazy is that? So although that wasn't that crazy as a dream, I just thought it was really interesting that I had an odd dream like that, because I don't normally dream craziness like that, but I did. And Mary J. Blige owes me a damn Blizzard. And I'm buying another album until I get it. Anyhow, thank you guys for listening to me tonight. You know, I get to rambling and talking crazy and all that good stuff. So hopefully, Darling Nikki and I will be here. It won't be live, it will be pre-recorded. So look for that on iHeartRadio or here on Spreaker.com. A real talk with David and Nikki. So I'm sure we'll have a good topic to talk about. And then going to Louisville Comic Con in a couple weeks, so look for that episode. Might take a break next week, because I have a pretty heavy caseload next week. But I'll be around, and you'll be around. And thank you guys. And, you know, it doesn't matter. Check us out whenever, wherever, however you can check out the 5x5 podcast. You know, I appreciate it, and I love talking to you guys. Send me emails, send me voicemails from the blog. And you know what? We're going to go to bed, and we'll see you next time. Good night. Have a great weekend.